Governor Walz, thanks for your time. I understand you've been meeting with farmers and ranchers ahead of your presentation here at the Mid Ag Expo. What have they been telling you?
Yeah, and Commissioner Peterson has too. It's good to be back in Mankato. Good to be home. I think one of the things that we're certainly grateful during COVID that we were able to keep supply chains open. But I think just like anyone, they're worried on input costs. They're worried what's going into the future. You know, it's an interconnected world. Interesting, like the Beijing Olympics coming up. Beijing's going to turn back some of their fertilizer production to reduce air pollution. All of those things start to weigh in. I think the biggest thing is that there's an optimism about the future. There's an optimism about what we're able to do. And I think what we're seeing is partnerships we hadn't seen before, working on sustainability in terms of soil quality, water quality. We're going to talk a little bit about that today, but also seeing as that's a piece of long-term profitability.
Minnesota legislative session coming up in 12 days. The state has, as you know, a $7.7 billion surplus, and there's federal money to spend as well. Ahead of that session, you've proposed an infrastructure bonding, I guess, plan. How could that impact farmers and ranchers in Minnesota?
Yeah, this is huge. This is roads and bridges. This is that infrastructure in say, for example, the University of Minnesota or Crookston, other places where we know we're doing research, we know we're doing partnerships. It's also broadband will be involved in that. Water quality. These are things that hit everybody in life. The one thing is about these bonding proposals, this local jobs and projects, it takes a supermajority to pass them, and we usually get that. So I think from greater Minnesota perspective on this, there's a lot in there to like.
Understand also ag budget breakdown coming possibly this week. What can you tell us about that breakdown?
Yeah, well, I'll preview a little bit of it today that we know one of the things is on these ag water quality certification program. One of the things is there's a bit of a barrier there and that we're going to partner between Bowser and the Minnesota Department of Agriculture to provide some of that funding, that bridge funding to get folks involved in more of these things. It should be a good package. I'd like to bring up some of the things that we didn't get done dealing with last year's drought, maybe look at the disaster fund, replenishing that. That has been really good. You know, it comes in the strangest things. We had the snowstorms 2 years ago. Dairy barns collapsed, and that fund was used to be there to help folks out. So I think this will be a good package. It'll be fiscally responsible. Minnesotans have put us in a good place for this, and we'll make sure that ag as a key component of our economy is well taken care of.
So that drought money, do you see that looking different than how you proposed it in the fall? Because we've had moisture in some of those really heavily stricken drought areas.
No, that's right. I think it will. And, you know, it changed now. I think one of the things that's frustrating to those producers is a lot of times it's the speed that this gets out to make decisions for next year. That opportunity was lost. But I do still think there's opportunities to get there. And I want to combine that in with some of those areas that got hit by the wildfires. And that had a local impact.
Finally, Minnesota, I know, is really big supporter of biofuels, biodiesel. I think there's been some optimism expressed or hope expressed from farmers and ranchers even here today that maybe we could see an E15 mandate. Do you feel like that's something that could be coming down the horizon?
Well, they know I'll sign that in a minute. Yes, I think so. I think we keep pushing it. I think we know that this transition to lower carbon fuels and the ability on renewable fuels, we have been a leader in this since the beginning of this revolution, if you will. We're still there. I'm going to continue to push for it. And I think this may be the year to see that get done. It's not only the right thing to do environmentally, it's a sound market for our local growers. And then we've seen it across with, you know, soy diesel and the expansion. So we're excited.
Governor, is there anything else you want to tell farmers or ranchers up in our neck of the woods?
Well, the only thing, I know there's a lot of factors here. We were just talking trucking with the pork producers and other things like that. I think one of the things is we're not ready to claim victory because this thing keeps us on our toes. But I think the outlook as far as the current pandemic is certainly looking better. And I think for all of the folks involved, that means supply chains getting a little more back to normal, things starting to settle back in.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right.